Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And before we get started with today's show, I want to talk to you about yesterday's show. I seem to upset a few of you. I disappointed you. They just flat out told me that. I got phone calls. I got people on Facebook telling me they were disappointed in what I said regarding the Hammond family situation in Oregon. Well, I don't think you understood what I was saying. But I will apologize for that if I didn't make myself clear. I said if the Hammonds don't want the militia there, maybe we should rethink that. How are we doing them? Are we doing them more harm than good? And it upsets you because, and you know that I'm not against butting heads with the feds are going to fight. You know that. And I made some phone calls, as I told you on the air that I was going to do. I made some phone calls because what I had from C.J. Hadley, and I was going back with the article that I had, and I did it kind of lightly. And so anyway, I talked a long time with C.J., and I told her, I said, I think I got myself in trouble today, C.J. And she just kind of chuckled at me. And she said, well, you can fix it tomorrow. But she said, you're not wrong, and you're not right. So I wasn't wrong and I wasn't right. She said the Hammonds are very private people. And they really don't want the hoopla. They really don't want the publicity. And she says, but this stuff has just gone on so long. And, you know, we talked about, CJ and I talked about this particular situation about a year, year and a half ago. She had an article in her magazine, Range Magazine, that was written by a Hank Vogler. Now, Hank Vogler, and I'm going to call him Cowboy Hank, he's very close friends with the Hammonds, very close. And so I had a long and a fun conversation with Hank yesterday afternoon, and he told me the same thing that CJ said. You're absolutely right. They don't want anybody there. They don't. He says, I'm sure the feds have told him and their lawyers have told him you need to not get involved here. He said, but they're very private people. But he said, on the other hand, they were very emotionally moved by the outpouring of support. And he said to me, and we're going to talk about this, he's going to be my guest, your guest, on Thursday. And we're going to talk about all of this. But he says this goes way back. Now, he's been a friend with the Hammonds for many, many years. In fact, I just chuckled at him because he said, it's all my fault, he said. It's all my fault. Well, Cowboy Hank is going to be with us. But he says this goes back a lot farther than the fires. The feds have had their eye and had their harassment set on them, on the Hammonds, for a very long time. Well, I never intended for one minute for you all to believe that I wasn't ready to go for a fight or take a stand. You know me better than that. But CJ asked me to give you this address. Now, it's kind of a complicated address, so I want you to be ready with pen in hand. This is what she wants. And this was in the article that was written a while back. To send donations to help out the Hammonds. Send it to this, but you absolutely must mark this check, mark this donation. They don't have a website. CJ was a little upset about that. They don't have a website where you can go click and give with your check, with your credit cards. But you must, absolutely must mark this for the Hammonds. H-A-M-M-O-N-D-S. OCA Stewardship Fund, 1320 Capitol Street Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 877-207-9301. Now, I gave that rather quickly. Let me repeat it again. OCA Stewardship Fund, 1320 Capitol Street, Northeast, just NE, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 97301. I thank all of you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for listening to CSC Talk Radio so close that when you don't like what I say, you call me out. Now, I also want to say today we're going to visit and we're going to talk with Marita Noon about more infractions against the American people and businesses as she brings our energy report. And I thank you so much for your patience with me, Marita. I had to clear the air. I was in trouble. I was in deep trouble for something that I said yesterday. And I wanted to clear the air and give the address so people could help the Hammonds out. But thank you so much for your energy report every month here on CSC Talk Radio.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, this issue with the Hammonds and the one before it with the Bundys is representative of what's happening nationwide, especially in the West, because that's where all the federal lands are. And it impacts energy as well. While these two particular issues that have bubbled up have more to do with ranching than with energy, the same kinds of things happen. And we see people so frustrated with the federal government and their control of what's supposed to be the public lands, what's supposed to be multiple use lands, that when there is an opportunity for people to gather to express their frustration, I think that's what we're seeing coming out. I'm not making a statement whether it's right or wrong one way or the other, but there is a bottled up frustration.
It is a battle for land. It is a land grab, plain and simple, and it goes back a lot farther. I can't remember the year that this happened with the fires that they set, and they set the fires to make sure fires didn't happen. They were managing the land, which is what the BLM and the U.S. Forest Service does not do. And it got a little out of hand, but it wasn't as out of hand as most of their fires get and that are not set to manage land. And but it goes back, according to Hank, and everything he said to me made sense yesterday, but it goes way, way back, long before the fires. They upset the feds over something else years ago, and they're harassing them, and they want the land, they're going to take the land, and, you know, they even made the statement, it's more prestige than private owners should have, and it should be given to the government. And had it been done the way they said, they will drop all charges. And so it's all about extortion, federal extortion.
Well, I surely hope that it does get dropped, and I surely am appreciative of the fact that people are there and drawing attention to
Absolutely.
This bigger issue.
And that is a good thing, and that's what my listeners misunderstood. They didn't think I understood that part of it, and I did. I was concerned about the Hammonds, but I'm concerned about the energy. We've been to Paris. We've been everywhere. We've gone through a year. And you had several articles here in the last several weeks that have been very informative, and I'm not even sure where to start. I guess we should start at the very beginning, but I'll tell you what, the one that caught my eye, and we're going into a break, is the report card. That one caught my eye. So
well,
I kind of like
start with that one.
All right, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. The number to call is 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with the market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, BioAg.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I just thought it was appropriate, Marita, that we'd start out with the report card from 2015, since this is the first month of 2016. Hard to believe, isn't it? It's just terribly hard to believe.
It is. Well, you know, this report card that I did, my GOP energy report card, got a lot of really mixed reactions out there on the sites that post it. Many people were very negative about the GOP in general, and I would type in, I'm only grading energy here, folks. This is not an overall GOP grade I'm looking at, you know, and also realize I'm a cheerleader for energy, so I'm looking for the positive all the time. I'm looking for the good news, and I really do think there was some good news coming out of the GOP on the energy front in 2015.
Well, let's hear some of that. Let's hear your report card.
Well, I wrote a column, I think we talked about it a year ago, right after the GOP took control of Congress, after the 2014 elections in November. I wrote a piece of predictions of what did I think would change in energy policy under a GOP-controlled Congress. And I was right on my number one pick, which was Keystone Pipeline. And the Congress did get right to work immediately and passed a bill both in the House and in the Senate to approve construction of the Keystone Pipeline. So the GOP controlled Congress. They did, you know, their part. They had many Democrats on board with them, especially Democrats that had a heavy percentage of union members in their constituency, because this is an issue that's very important to unions. And why is it important to unions? Because it means jobs. And so the GOP did what I predicted they would do and did what they should have done right away and passed a bill to approve the Keystone Pipeline. Now, President Obama vetoed it, as he threatened to do. He immediately vetoed the Keystone Pipeline bill. And I was surprised that they were not able to gather up the remaining five Democrats they would have needed in the Senate to override the presidential veto. I had talked had on my radio show, America's Voice for Energy. I had had some union representatives on my show, and they explained how important this was to them and so forth. And they had told me that they thought that they were going to be able to get those remaining Democrat senators on board, but obviously they were not. So I didn't give the GOP an A grade for that, because they didn't actually, you know, they didn't actually deliver. They tried. They did their part, but it didn't actually happen. And so as a result of that, they did not earn an A grade, but that was what I predicted last year would be first thing out of the gate. And it was first thing out of the gate, so I gave them a B.
Okay. Well, you know, it just seems like so many of the things they were fighting, and some of it, I'm glad you have a positive outlook. I think you probably receive people like me who are a little bit more negative about what the GOP has been accomplishing and how hard they've been working.
Well, like I said, you know, this is energy only is all I'm looking at. And I had many other people thank me for the good review.
Well, you know, we have to look at the positive. We just absolutely
and
have to.
There were some good things on that front.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing I do want to point out, though, is that I have in my column is that President Obama, he repeatedly claimed, quote, the Keystone Pipeline is for oil that bypasses the United States. And that line qualified for the Washington Post list of the biggest Pinocchios of 2015. So I think that's worth noting, because you argue Keystone Pipeline with anyone, and they'll quote that right back at you, despite the fact that Washington Post gave it four or five Pinocchios back at the time when President Obama said that, and it qualified as one of the biggest of the year. That is still a meme that is out there that people will repeat over and over.
And, you know, I have listeners on both sides of this issue, as I do on many issues. They're on both sides, you know, the for and against this Keystone Pipeline. But the politics of it is very interesting, simply because, you know, here we are. We're going through an election process again, and we're listening to all these candidates that are running on the GOP side and the few that are running on the Democrat side. And we're listening to the things that they're saying and the promises they're making. And that was one thing that President Obama was running as he was for it. If I remember right, once upon a time, he was for that. And then all of a sudden, he turned against it.
Well, you know, the environmentalists threatened him. And I've written on this over and over again, and it's not widely publicized, but in some of the pieces that I wrote early on, there's a link to the story where Greenpeace threatened President Obama and said, if you approve the Keystone Pipeline, and this was in the 2012 election,
yes,
they said, if you approve the Keystone Pipeline, we will not walk neighborhoods for you, we will not raise money for you, we will not support you.
There again, like I said, the political arena, you know, who is buying and paying for these politicians that are supposed to be representing and taking care of the American people from the White House on down to your local? Who is paying for them?
Yep. Well, you know, even you said you've got people who are on both sides of this issue. I mean, I've spoken on this at oil industry events, and I've had people come up and kind of, you know, like you had to do with the ranch issue, they've come up and kind of attacked me and said, I don't think we need the Keystone Pipeline, you know. And so there's definitely, it's a controversial issue, but we could go on all day about that, but we
don't want to
because we have plenty of other things to talk about.
We do, most certainly. I wanted to go to Paris. I wanted to, you know, we haven't heard a lot about what's happened there, and I know I'm kind of going.
Let me let me stay for just a second with this report card, because I want to point out that on oil exports, I gave them an A. Now, that was a little bit generous, because in lifting the oil export ban, which has now been lifted, and many people are not really aware of that, and the reason I really want to point this out is that last week, the first shipment of crude oil left our shores from Corpus Christi, heading ultimately to Switzerland, and another one is due to go out this week. And before the end of the month, we're expecting our first shipment of LNG, liquefied natural gas. Now, there was never a law against exporting liquefied natural gas, so that's not part of the ban. But in this 1 month, we are seeing our resources heading overseas to benefit our allies in Europe. Mm-hmm. And so those are good things. The reason I say I was overly generous on the A grade is that in order to do that, the compromise that was struck, which when you understand how Washington, D.C. works, you can kind of see it, but they extended the tax credits for wind and solar energy. The slight silver lining is the oil export ban is lifted forever. The tax credits are extended for 5 years.
Okay. Well, I was ready to move on because I thought you were. But let's continue with this. The climate change, you gave them a B grade.
Yeah, well, we don't need to spend a huge amount more time on that. But they did basically prevent, I believe, having a legally binding treaty signed in Paris. And that the New York Times, even the New York Times, I love it when they present my messaging, said that this agreement is, quote unquote, essentially voluntary. So there's nothing really there. It's just like every other previous UN climate conference where they have a lot of talk, a lot of hype, and at the end, in overtime, they come out with some document that they can wave around as a victory, when in fact, they really got nothing out of that conference.
Well, they went to a conference, you know, so they got.
Yeah, well, they had a lovely time in Paris. They helped the Paris economy a lot.
You know, and they all flew in on their big jets. You know, I watched the Twitter feed, and it was James Woods that had the picture of them all coming in on their private jets as they complained about the rest of us wasting energy.
yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Well, they didn't get a good grade on the Endangered Species Act, and they didn't get a good grade on the federal lands, and of course. We know that. You gave them a D on both of those.
Well, I gave them a D rather than an F because there is a little bit of movement on each issue. And I know I got a D once in my schooling, and it made me try harder for the future.
There's just something about that, isn't there? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're talking about Energy Makes America Great as we visit with Marita Noon. She's our energy reporter, and we will be right back.
Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her own town. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing else.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Turn, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. We're talking about Energy Makes America Great. And we're just going to visit a little bit here about the what's going to be the fallout on the Paris event with climate change. And we already know that some things that are coming down are not going to be good. But I wanted to hear it from Marita.
Well, you know, everybody gathered, heads of nations gathered in Paris for the 21st, what they call Council of the Parties, COP 21, or the UN Climate Conference. And it took place November 30th to December 11th. And one of the interesting things about it, I believe, is that the heads of state were there at the beginning of it this year. And I believe that this symbolizes their understanding that they're not probably going to get what they want, because in the past, they've come in at the end, like, you know, to do a victory lap, so to speak.
Right.
But they've never really gotten what they wanted. And so this year, they all came in at the end, and President Obama gave his opening. He was the opening speaker, and every head of state, regardless of whether you were from a little country or a big country, every head of state was given 3 minutes for their speech. And if you watch the speech, which there's a link to in my column, so anyone who's interested in it can easily do that. But when you look at it, when you look at his speech, you see that he went way over. I believe he was almost five times longer than what he was allowed to be. And you can repeatedly throughout his, by the end of his presentation, hear the beeper going off, which is trying to say, you're over time, you who stop. But President Obama went on anyway. Now, his speech was pre-written. So you know that he went into this with the arrogance of, I'm President Obama, the leader of the free world. I can take as long as I darn well please. And that is exactly what he did. Well, every other head of state followed the timeline that they were supposed to. And so I think that's one of the interesting things about it. And we already talked kind of about the end result, mm-hmm. is that they got an essentially voluntary agreement that really means nothing. The Republicans ahead of time had some hearings, passed some resolutions that were all to say to the public or to the international community, we are not behind this.
And we shouldn't be behind this because it is, you know, it's doing so much to tear down businesses and things here in the United States.
And it's, you know, raise the price of energy for consumers and industry, which are consumers as well. But, I mean, you know, individual residences. I was talking with a friend in Minnesota recently. We were talking. We were on Facebook. We weren't really talking. We were communicating. And she told me that her electricity rates have doubled in the last few years. And I responded with doubled. And she said, yes, I can send you the copies of my bills if you want. And I said, no, that's okay. I trust you. I don't need to see your bills. But, you know, that's what these policies are doing to the average person. And that's who gets hurt with these is the average person.
You know, the average person, the average small businesses, they just can't handle this. And, you know, it doesn't affect the very rich. They'll have to pay more, but they can afford it. It's the rest of us that are fighting to survive and counting those pennies and trying to make ends meet from month to month that really have an issue with all these things that they think we're the ones wasting. Well, I thought in the first part of that article where you said their campaign is keep it in the ground, you know, where we say
yes.
Something else. And it's definitely, we talk about the war against rural America. Rural America is under attack. Well, so is the coal industry here in the United States of America. They are under attack, and they have been undergoing this attack for a long time, and President Obama has just kind of kicked it up into high gear, and it's just...
Yeah, he's definitely driving it, and at the end of the Paris Climate Conference, as I mentioned in my column, Michael Brune, who's the executive director of the Sierra Club, tweeted, fossil fuels now have an expiration date. And they've announced their new campaign, their next effort, is called Keep It in the Ground. And we saw Bernie Sanders introduce legislation with this name, to keep it in the ground. And President Obama, going back to what we talked about in the last segment, in his speech announcing, or his press conference, announcing that he was going to say no to the Keystone Pipeline, or that he was saying no, he intoned this message. And he said, we're going to have to keep some of these resources in the ground. And so, you know, they're energized. When I write these kinds of things, I look at what they say on their websites as well, and they believe that they are, you know, have the movement, that they're gaining momentum, and they cite Shell's departure from the Arctic, rejection of the Keystone Pipeline, and Exxon's history of climate denial as their momentum on their side. But I see it differently. I see that, you know, when you see that prior to the climate conference in Paris, only 3% of Americans polled said climate change is the biggest issue facing America today. To me, that's not winning, and that shows us that the average person out there is thinking and is a rational human being.
Well, I think that they can see. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look around in your own communities and see what's happening.
Yeah, and definitely climate change is not high on the priority list. So I'm encouraged. That's going to be kind of my messaging coming out is to make people aware of that this is an active campaign, just like the Beyond Coal campaign that they had victory with. They have essentially killed the coal industry. And so their next thing is keep it in the ground. And that impacts coal, but it also is really more, in this case, about oil and natural gas. And they want to eliminate fossil fuels altogether and power the world on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust.
We could make a song with that, couldn't we?
Yeah, you know. Probably. I was musical.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about several things here. And before we finish up in the next segment, which I wanted to finish up with your most current article, which is The Solar City and the Silver Spoon. I have talked about the omnibus bill with others on other issues, and now I want to talk with you a little bit about the good, the bad, and the ugly on the omnibus bill regarding our energy.
Yeah, well, the omnibus bill, you know, I mean, I'm not happy with it. As a conservative myself, I'm not happy with how the whole thing shook out at all. I understand that it was all sort of baked into the cake, as they say, when Paul Ryan took control of the Speaker's office. And maybe it's what they had to do. But I was, you know, happy, as I said, very happy that we did finally get the oil export ban lifted. That's something I've talked about for the whole last year. I think it's a very important policy change, and we're already seeing, as I mentioned in our first segment, our first shipment of oil has already left our shores, another one going out this week, and it will become such a commonplace occurrence that we don't really talk about that. Let me just mention, because there's a big misunderstanding there, when people say, well, why would we export when we're still importing? And, you know, for people that wonder that, I encourage you to read some of my other pieces, because there is a refinery mismatch. Most of what our refineries are configured for in this country, and it's, you know, millions, billions of dollars to reconfigure, is what we would call heavy sour crude. But what most of the new production in America is what we would call light sweet crude, which happens to be what most of the European refineries are configured for, because that's the kind of oil they get from Russia and the kind of oil they get from the North Sea. So we're able to help our allies in Europe with these exports.
And that's a good thing. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Marita and Bethann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we've been visiting today with Marita Noon as we get our monthly energy report from Energy Makes America Great. And I know that you just stay busy. You just you go all over the place, and you do speaking engagements, and she is available to you and your organization if you'd like to have her come out. And I'm going to let you give that information on how they can reach out to you, Marita.
Sure. Well, my website is cleverly titled EnergyMakesAmericaGreat.org, or you can just do a search on my name or Energy Makes America Great, and you'll find it easily. And I've just added a new feature, added last week, for talk show hosts and producers to encourage them to take advantage of the information I make available, as you do, Beth Ann. So I've got that new segment or new section on the website as well, and my column is published every week in Breitbart.com, American Spectator, which is spectator.org, and RedState.com, and many, many more. But those are some of the more well-known sites that publish my work.
All right. Well, I appreciate all that you do. And I want to tell my listeners from the first part of the show, when I gave out the address for the Hammonds, if you did not get that, I want you to give me a call in the office and I will give it to you again there. You all were willing to call me when you were calling me out. So here's the you need to call the office number at 573-796-2166 after the show. Give me about 30 minutes after the show, and we will be glad to give you that information. Now, you and I had a little chat on Facebook. You know, this is social media, so we get social communication that way. And we were talking about some things that she and I both have to endure as we try to fight for what we believe is right in this nation. And it is not easy, and it is not free, and it is not cheap. Well, you know, in reading your article from yesterday, you and I are going in the wrong places. to get our funding.
We definitely are. It's better if you can suck at the government teat, then you have a higher chance of success. And that's certainly what's happening with the solar industry. And in fact, while I was on the break there, I was reading an article from today's New York Times titled "The Conservative Case for Solar Subsidies." And it's funny because my column published yesterday is kind of the conservative case for why we don't want solar subsidies. And I'd encourage your listeners to check out that column on the New York Times website, the conservative case for solar subsidies, and add their comments. And, you know, I think for most of us as conservatives, we're opposed to subsidies of any form. And that's what presidential candidate Ben Carson has come out with. You may recall I kind of called him out on his ethanol comments back in May, and he's since come out, with a more reasonable thought, I think, as has Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has come out against the ethanol subsidies. And my column today, Solar City and the Silver Spoon, is about this company. Now, in my column, because you have a limited word count, as you understand, and you've got to stay focused, I didn't point out that Solar City is owned by Elon Musk, who also owns SpaceX and Tesla, all of which survived based on government handouts. And SolarCity does as well. SolarCity is the largest installer of solar panels in the world. And last week, Nevada became the latest state to dial back the handouts to the solar industry. And I find it fascinating that people who support solar, as I've been reading these comments on this New York Times article today, that they come out with, they have no qualms about receiving these subsidies, and they think it's such a good thing. But it's very clear that when they talk about, well, solar's reaching cost parity with coal and so forth, well, that's only when you count the subsidies in there. And as soon as those subsidies are taken away, as SolarCity has done, in Nevada now, they throw a little temper tantrum, and basically they take their marbles and go home. They threaten, well, we will immediately cease sales and installations in Nevada because Nevada has taken away the silver spoon of the subsidies. And so now they're like, no, we're not going to play this game anymore if you won't play by our rules. And, you know, since when does the industry get to set the rules for the government? But that's what SolarCity has done.
It's, you know, it's amazing. You and I talked about another incident about, well, another example of a business that was, was basically reaping the taxpayer dollars on this green energy with the solar energy. And that's
Abengoa is a company, you know, just like I followed the lifting of the oil export ban for much of the past year. For several years, I've followed Abengoa and wrote on them, I think, about 4 weeks ago. And Abengoa is a green energy company. They're not just solar. They have biofuel plants and they've just shut down. And they're about to go bankrupt. They filed for insolvency in their home country of Spain. And Abengoa, I mean, everybody talks about Solyndra when you talk solar, and I added a comment to this effect on the New York Times website. But Abengoa, Solyndra receives something like $5.2 million. And those are taxpayer dollars. Those come from our taxes. Abengoa received $2.8 billion from we the taxpayers, and they are now all of their entities are now going bankrupt, and so they're going to go down the drain taking our dollars with them.
And that's how our tax dollars are spent. It just seems like they can't find enough ways to take it and abuse it and give it away, and then we the people are the ones that are suffering. We're the ones that have to pay for these businesses. And then we have all those restrictions and mandates and that have to do with the green energy and the climate change and all that we have to deal with day in and day out in our lives and in our small businesses. It gets absolutely ridiculous what the American people are putting up with.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate what you're doing, allowing me this time to talk so that people understand there's so much going on that it's really hard for most people to be engaged in every single issue. I mean, I only do energy. I like I said, with the report card, this is just on energy. But I'm kept busy every day staying on top of these issues and what's going on.
You know, CJ Hadley says, she told me, she said, I don't know how you do it. She says, do you ever spend any time with your family? And I said, well, yeah, I do. But I'm probably the person that they talk about, you know, I just know enough to be dangerous. So I appreciate people like you that hone in on one topic so that I can bring that to my listeners. And I appreciate all that you do. And I wish you the very best in 2016. And we'll be talking with you again. Folks, you need to support CSC Talk Radio and support Marita Noon, because we are fighting for you. We may not always get it right, but we're always vigilant, trying to do what is best. Marita, thank you so much. It's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.